Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Yes.
What's
yes.
Up?
Hello. How you doing? All right.
I'm fine.
How are you? Difficulties. That's a difficulty. getting out of control.
Hey,
everybody. How you doing? It's Brother B and Big Red, and it's another episode of The Menu.
Yeah.
How y'all doing out there?
Hello out there, people. What's going on?
Yeah. How you doing? How's everybody? Everybody had a good day. Sorry for the technical difficulties. It's been a very full day. Tired. I haven't been asleep since 10 o'clock yesterday. But anyway.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, that's rough.
But, it can be. I feel a little delirious right now, so pardon me if I I go astray.
Like so, Eddie Murphy delirious?
Yeah, exactly.
I said you Eddie Murphy delirious?
Yeah. I'm probably past that. I'm zooming.
Oh, God.
So what up, Red? What's going on with you? How you doing?
I'm good. Just got in not too long ago, trying to just take care of some business before, got to do what I got to do. So,
I hear you.
MTA ain't worth the $3 that they trying to charge people. I don't know why they doing that.
Well, wait a minute.
Just
I thought it was just
The single ride.
Like the monthly and the weekly that was going up.
It's possibly that, and then I read it was like the single ride. I mean, it's still $2.75. It still ain't worth the damn money. It still ain't worth it. I'm on my way home, and it took me almost an hour just to get one bus because they had to, like towards downtown Brooklyn, they had to turn off and then because they was doing something, and then it took an hour, and then every bus was coming was out of service. I was like, I can't deal with this. I can't, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I'm sure. Especially when
you
want to get home and get that.
Right. And then, you want to get home, and it's, especially, if people coming out of work at 5 o'clock, you don't want to get home. It takes you almost four hours to get home from, and you live in the same borough.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, living in a different borough is different, but not when you living in the same daggone borough. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a pain in the butt. Especially, don't you hate it? It gets worse when you have to really go to the bathroom and you need to get home.
Yeah.
It seems like everything just goes even slower.
Yep. Listen, yeah. I try to take care of those things before that eruption because
You can't be put under that type of undue pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Perfect. Good answer.
Yeah, right. Pressure, exactly.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know. I'm just a bit tired, but so much going on. Once again, apologies for last week. I don't know what happened with Blog Talk Radio. They weren't letting us on. So, we're back with the topic from last week, this week. And we're not going to drag it too far. We're going to get into it and then, lighten it up a little bit. We've been kind of serious with some of the topics lately. We need to, have a little fun. So,
all right.
We're going to try and, flip it, a little towards the end. But, with all the things that's going on, I mean, one thing I'm really starting to realize, Red, Facebook can be a problem, information-wise. It's just too much, and you'd never know what to really believe.
Right.
You're seeing all of these stories. Not to say I don't believe it, but you're seeing all these stories about these missing kids or this just thing of, all of a sudden, these black girls, the black kids have been gone missing.
Right.
And I'm like, really? And it's like, you know what? I read it or I look at it, and then it's like you see it on a daily basis, and it kind of just depresses you.
Right.
Because, well, I know it depresses me because it just goes into the sad reality of nobody cares.
Right.
Like nobody really seems to
care,
especially because what, their kids or because of the color? You know what I'm saying? Like, really?
Right, like, but I can't see, I have a problem with that, and I mean, we, like, I really wanted to get into that probably with the next week's episode, but I can dabble a little bit here in it also. To me, I have a problem with, because you know what, black, white, Chinese, Spanish, Hungarian, I don't care. Sex exploitation is sex exploitation. A child going missing is a child going missing.
Exactly.
I don't care who it is. The problem that I have with that whole thing is once again, is going back to what I always say about social media. Everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon of something, and then they take it out of context. And it's just like, stop. Because once again, they are not the only, once again, we know that they have the Amber Alerts, and they keep, everybody, you know, it's sad that everybody keeps putting, oh, well, it's only for, you know, white kids or this and that. No. When the Amber Alert comes up on my phone, it's for any child. Because I'm seeing Hispanic, black, white, Chinese, all of them. That's the ones that I see. Maybe I have to screenshot it and start putting it on Facebook, because maybe people will see that it's not just, they're not just doing it for any other ethnicities besides us. They do it for all children. So that's my problem with that whole thing. And then don't you notice that, okay, everybody who's putting it on their Facebook, their Instagram, putting up all these, you know, things, all of it, you need to find them and this, that, and other. But guess what? Why is it this week that all half the children are being found now? That strikes me a little strange.
Now, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, this
week. Now all of a sudden they popping up being found?
Exactly. Oh, this week I'm looking through my timeline, and their story, all they're showing the same pictures of the young ladies that they was putting up, and they're being found all of a sudden. Now, how come these young ladies are being found? That sounds kind of fishy to me. How was it that last week they were missing, now this week they're found? That quick? Nah, something ain't right.
So the question is, were they ever even lost?
Exactly.
I mean, was that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole thing. Like, you know, social media, you never know what to trust. You never know what to believe. I mean, there's so much going on. Everybody's telling their story or telling some other story. And you never know, you never know what the truth is anymore.
Right, exactly. And that's the sad part about it. Because you don't know what the truth is anymore. You're trying to, you know, you want to care and you're trying to feel a way, but you can't feel a way because you don't know. Because next week they may say, oh, well, this, that, and other. They found him. And you're like, what did I get on myself all worked up for?
Exactly.
Then you feel like a fool, because it's like, I got myself all worked up for what?
So I don't know.
And the kids are probably
telling
that to my house.
Exactly. But see, that's the problem too. So now you know that people, you know, like people do on Facebook, and when you say something against the grain, then it's like, oh, how can you be so insistent? Oh, how can you? Listen, a parent, as me, well, both of us are parents, but me as having the older children, I've been through that when my son has went out and I don't know where he is, and I've called the police because I'm like, yo, he hasn't been home for hours. It's 3 in the morning. It's not like he's in his 20s. He was like 14, 15 years old. And I'm like, where is he? Guess what? He pop up out of nowhere. I'm calling the police. I'm worried. I'm thinking all, you know, as a parent, you're thinking all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And guess what? They have cell phones, but guess what? It ain't the cell phone die. They don't want to answer the phone. Because he has told me, Ma, I didn't want to answer my phone. That's why I never answered you when you called me. I said, but you got me sitting here worried, thinking something happened to you, and you just don't want to answer your phone just because you don't want to. But see, young kids don't think that way.
Well,
so.
Listen, you couldn't say that when we was coming up.
Absolutely.
Your face would have been a week ahead of your ass.
Exactly.
Yo, you couldn't say, like, what? You just didn't want to call? No problem.
Right. No, he's like, let me correct that. He told me that when he got older, not when he was that age. Because just like you said, he would have found his ass another day or something like that. Because, no.
Oh, yeah. Ass
would have
been on Monday,
like,
and face would have been Sunday.
Exactly. So it's just doesn't, and like I said, as young kids don't realize the danger that they're putting themselves in, the panic that they put us in, and the thing is, if it goes too far to that point where police have to be involved and Amber Alerts and TV and all that other stuff, then it's like resources are being used for nothing, and then everybody gets themselves in a shamble about nothing. Then when something, it's like crying wolf, like then when something really happens, then nobody's going to believe you the next time. And that's
true.
The sad part about it.
True. No, you're right.
That doesn't make it.
You're right. I mean, you know, that and the topic goes hand in hand. So, tonight's topic. Molested. If I tell anyone, believe me. Now, I've heard stories from, you know, people about being awkwardly touched or feeling awkward or straight up being molested by a family member, a friend, but it seemed like it's mostly like family members sometimes, but when they were young. And I'm like, how does this happen? And why isn't there more attention brought to it? Brought to this? Because I remember when I was having a conversation with someone long ago, and they were telling me, like, no one would believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it was a family member.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, no one would believe them, or no one wanted to hear it, or you're making things up, this, that, and the third.
Right.
And I'm like, well, wow. Like, how does this happen? Like,
right.
What is this all about? I'm sorry. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. It's Big Red, Brother B, rocking with the menu. When the person was telling me the story, it kind of baffled my mind. Like, how could you turn a blind eye or a deaf ear when somebody is saying, hey, such and such was touching me?
Right.
And then
right.
They're being told, like, oh, well, you were young. You sure that's what it was? How would you know? And I'm
right.
Like, well, how could you even, like, say something like that?
Right, absolutely. I never got that either, and especially, just like you said, a family member. I don't care who it is. If you touch my child inappropriately, we're going to have a conversation. And then I may meet you in the back of the house somewhere and try to beat the shit out of you. Excuse my language.
Well, no, I mean, that's real talk. But my thing is, at first, everybody's like, oh, it's just an allegation. You know what I'm saying? It's just what a child, you know, their imagination, and they thought it was this and it wasn't. They don't really know what it means. So, but still, how could you call yourself an adult and not listen or not open
right.
up your mind to the possibility of maybe something did transpire? And who cares if it's your uncle, your cousin, your brother, like, you know what I'm saying? So what? They're close to you. That's your kid. You need to find out.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't get that either because, like I said, I don't care who it is. It's like you have to find out, you know, what was this first, like, what is their deal also? Like, why would you do that to, you know, this you know, my child or whoever child? Why would you do this? What was the reason? You know what I'm saying? And if you need help, instead of you doing that, why don't you try and get some help? Why don't you tell somebody you need help instead of doing that?
because there's a stigma with it. The stigma.
Right.
Like, child sexual abuse statistics. So, the department, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Children's Bureau report child maltreatment just in 2010 found that 9.2% of victimized children were sexually assaulted. Now, one in five girls and one in 20 boys is a victim of child sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
wow.
Some people may see like, oh, well, it's only 1 in 20. It should be 0. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
Simple
it,
thing,
damn sure
it should be 0. It shouldn't happen. It says, self-report studies show that 20% of adult females and 5 to 10% of adult males recall a childhood sexual assault or sexual abuse incident. 20% of adult females and 5 to 10% of adult males. Wow.
Right.
And yeah, they wait till they get older, and all of a sudden, like really, like this is something that they've been suppressing for so long, and now it's like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then
happened.
That's when they, right, and then that's when it comes to the point where they take it out on other people. They have trouble with relationships, and sometimes
exactly.
They have trouble with their. They even, you know, unfortunately, you have it where, you know, I hate to go into this, but unfortunately, you have it where you have parents do it to their own children.
Yeah,
and that right there is just like, ugh, I you know, sometimes I just try not to, you know, I try not even think about those things, type of things, but unfortunately it happens.
My whole thing is where is the system in all of this? Like, we did a show before one time about ACS,
mm-hmm.
And ACS already admitted that they can't do everything. But my whole thing is this. If you smell smoke, there's possibly a fire somewhere. Why do you smell smoke and ignore it?
Because
how a lot of these things happen.
That's how they're overwhelmed. Oh, we checked, and we didn't see anything wrong. The child looks healthy. They have food in the house. That's what it is.
That's because everything is the minimum.
Right.
And that's the problem.
And like I said, let me tell you something, that's the first thing they yell out, oh, we're overwhelmed. Which I, in a way, I get it, because it's so many children out there that are going through this and, you know, other things that's going on. So I can understand them being overwhelmed. But just like you said, if you see it as a problem, then you need to try and fix that problem before it gets worse. Because once again, we're not just that child is going to be an adult one day, and just like you said, that's going to be on their mind or in their mind until they are adults. And this is how you get a lot of crime happening. This is where they go out there and they do things to other children or other people. You have to control that from now. And if you know that that's happening in the home or there's somebody in the home doing it, you have to remove that child. But then again, on the flip side of that, you have it where I can say it is hard to do that, because you have it where the parent will fight to keep that child in the home. When I was working for 911, I've had ACS workers calling because they need a police assistance, because they know that this parent is going to give them a problem taking this child out of home. So that's another thing I think that kind of messes with them or messes up where they can't do their job. They're trying. Like, I'm not talking about the lazy ass ones. I'm talking about the ones that's actually trying to do their jobs.
True. Well, sometimes the lazy ones mess with the ones that are trying to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually
the
lazy ones are probably the supervisors that don't want to do the paperwork that someone else is bringing them.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Okay. I'm going to lunch.
Exactly.
I'm going to lunch. And then you don't see him for another, you don't see him for 2 days. But I thought you went to lunch.
Yeah, well,
I know you went on vacation.
Yeah, my thing is, I can understand you being overwhelmed. But listen, you know what you signed up for.
Right, absolutely. And in this day and age,
like,
you really know what you signed up for.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just too much going on out here in the world for us to keep giving passes to people who do not deserve them. And see, and that's the thing that I find very interesting, how people who don't deserve the breaks get breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones who, like, I just kind of boggles the mind. It really boggles the mind when it comes down to stuff like this. Because in good conscience, how could you sit back? Because we've probably read numerous stories from or heard numerous stories from newspaper to the media, regular, you know what I'm saying, news on TV about the boyfriend doing this or the mother doing this to the kid. But yet, really? Like, no one is saying anything? So, wait a minute. So, what did you go to college and get your associate's degree or whatever degree for?
Mm-hmm.
What did you go to? What was your purpose of going to school to get this education to supposedly be able to go in a home and read what's going on?
Because they're not looking at that. They're looking at the money. They're looking at, oh, I'm going to Cancun next week. I'm going to Hawaii.
Some of these people are so underpaid. Some of these city workers are underpaid. So it's like, once again, it goes back to the system. How do you pay someone to, how do you not pay someone to do the right thing?
Right. 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 Absolutely.
And you promote, and yet you promote, like, it's kind of, you're kind of promoting on a subtle level that, yeah, it's okay. It's okay if you what you do until we catch you.
Until you
do something, and then we have to you know, put the screws to you. Like, really?
And then that's,
by that time,
yeah, and then that's, But see, that's the thing. That's why children don't say anything, or this is why they're not saying anything, because they know nobody's going to believe. They know that if they tell someone or they tell anybody, it's going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, so and so says that all the time. They said that last time and nothing happened. You know, it's like, and nothing happened because so-and-so told me. And like I said, especially because, especially within the family, it's supposed to be like, oh, well, that's Uncle So-and-so. You're not supposed, he was just playing with you. Oh, he just, huh? No, that's not Uncle So-and-so supposed to play with nobody. Not
exactly.
Like that. But that's why it's so important. That's why it's important to teach your children from early about, just like you said, the good touch, bad touch. Who, you know, where a person's supposed to touch you, you don't sit on certain people, you know, especially for females. No, you're not going to sit on your mother's boyfriend's lap with that little short skirt.
Oh, no,
that's, to me, I don't like that.
You're not going to sit on your mother's boyfriend's lap any damn way, because it's like,
right,
yo.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like,
you're not
saying
no, because that's not your father. I don't care if the father's dead and alive. I don't care if he's living in Russia somewhere. I don't care about that. That's not your dad. So you're not sitting on his lap. You sit
exactly.
In your chair.
Exactly. It gives off the wrong impression.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay? And that's and that's another thing that, you know, I think that's why children don't tell, because they figure, oh, that's mommy's boyfriend. He's been around for a long time, or he's been around for, I've known him for a little while, so, you know, I don't want to, you know, some parents will be, oh, well, you're going to, I don't want you messing up this relationship. I can't, that burns me up when women say stuff like that. Oh, it's because you ruined my relationship. Are you serious? You taking that, and that really makes me mad, because you taking this man over your child, and I've seen it. okay, with my own two eyeballs, where mothers have done this to their daughters.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Like, are you serious? That's your child. I don't care how. I don't care how. And I'm not talking about little kids. I'm talking about like younger, you know, like teenagers, like 12 and 13 year old girl, you know, girls, and they mothers getting at them because, oh yeah, yeah, oh, you made my boyfriend leave. Like, yeah, you made your boyfriend leave. No, your boyfriend is a bastard. Because if he touched that child at that age, he's something wrong with it.
And it's
that's
part
the crazy
sometimes
part
they, like
about
I said,
it.
Sometimes they know it. Sometimes these
mm-hmm.
adults know it, and they let it continue.
But they're so long,
and
lonely.
I
oh, I need a man. Oh, I need a man in my life. No, that's
need
not
Jesus.
A man. If he's going to touch your child, that ain't a man.
No, damn sure ain't.
Okay. Are you kidding me? I'm not a man. Because you shouldn't even be
that's
looking
right.
at your child in that way.
No, they shouldn't. And you know what? My whole thing is when stuff like this happens, like, once again, what type of help do they get? Like, what
there
type of like, help are they giving? Like, all right.
But
so,
that's the thing. There is none.
Like, I'm checking this out from the statistics again. So it says,
mm-hmm.
so children who do not live with both parents as well as children living in homes marked by parental discord, divorce, or domestic violence have a higher risk of being sexually abused.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Unfortunately, yep. That's right. Unfortunately, and like I said, you don't like thinking about stuff like that, but it's there. That it happens.
A child who is a victim of prolonged sexual abuse usually develops low self-esteem, a feeling of worthlessness, and an abnormal or distorted view of sex. The child may
mm-hmm.
become withdrawn, mistrustful of adults, and can become suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
like I said, what do we have in place? Because, like I said, it's not, you know, I don't expect people to talk about it on a regular basis, talk about it every day. But, all right, when you want to start talking about missing children, like, sometimes a lot of things lead down this road.
Mm-hmm.
Ran
exactly.
away because of that. A
exactly.
Kid could have been kidnapped and being used for, you know, these type of purposes. And I'm like, what are we doing? Like, what is
the whole
system
point.
Actually doing?
But see, that's the whole point. You're right. That's the thing. Nobody wants to talk about it every day, but we have to because it's happening. Yeah, we don't want it. Nobody wants to think about a child being molested. Nobody wants to think about that, but you have to because it's happening. But sometimes it's happening right under your noses. But you have
yeah.
to talk about it. And just as you said, And you know what's so funny? And you right, you hit it right on the nose. Absolutely. Some of those young ladies may not have been abducted. They might have ran away. They probably was running away from a situation. Did anybody stop to think about that? No, they busy. Oh, he was at her boyfriend. Oh, she. Guess what? I seen a video. Matter of fact, you know what's so funny? I think a week before they started blowing that up about those girls. I seen a video on Facebook. A young lady had escaped from a car, from the trunk of a car. That I guess I don't know if it was some young guys that put it in there or somebody put it in there. The car had stopped at a gas station, and the guys went inside the gas station. So they came back out when she was driving off, and the camera caught it when they were driving off in the car. A lot of these newer cars have like a safety latch on the trunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And she,
the latch.
Yeah, she. Right. She must have pulled it and she fell out and rolled out on the floor. I said, "You see that there? That's what I'm saying. We don't know if that might have been some young. You know, it don't have to be always like when you think about children being taken. It don't have to be some creepy creepy guy all the time. Sometimes it's these young boys doing this stuff. These gang, you know, I'm saying the gang members.
True.
Okay, sometimes these young boys, these gang members, and they're trying to initiate somebody, and they say, oh, yeah, well, we're going to go kidnap that chick that be standing out there in front of our house with her friends. Like, they do stuff like that. Oh, we're going to tell her, we're going to take her to the movies, or we're going to just chill, and they end up taking her someplace else and doing something to her. It happens every day. But that's the point. We have to. Just like everybody want to talk about AIDS and HIV, we have to have a conversation about that also. That has to be talked about because it's happening. And we have
to
protect our children from it. Yeah, we have to protect our children from it.
But, all right, devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Well, not I wouldn't say amazing. It's interesting how all of this seems to come up right in the middle of Trump's rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a distraction. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. And that's what it's about now. That's what it's about now.
I don't know why. I mean, that's not cool to use that as some type of distraction from the real issues that are going on.
Because they don't care. Anything that is taking the eye off of what that man is really doing, they don't care. They don't care what it is. They don't care what. Like I told you, the plan is the new seven planets that they found. They're going to find something. Oh, the milk is bad. Don't drink almond milk. Don't drink soy milk. Eat dirt. Don't eat dirt. No, I'm just kidding. Eat dirt, don't eat dirt. That damn giraffe that's been pregnant for the last 2 years now. I thought giraffes supposed to have babies quicker than damn elephants. Yeah. Anything that... yeah, they took...
It's too much. It's too much. I just wanted to kind of talk about it just a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things where it's still kind of taboo. Because, you know, it's a situation where sometimes it's just one of the closest people to you.
But see, my thing is, why is it taboo? Why does it have to be taboo?
You.
Right, but why does it have to... My thing is, why is it taboo? We're talking about children. Isn't that supposed to be more important than anything children? These children have, like I said, they're not going to be children forever. They have to grow up, and they have to be the ones that's running this world when we old and can't do nothing no more. They got to run this world.
Man, well, there has to be a world left, a world worth running, and something
right,
left
that was,
for them, because it's all being destroyed and messed up now.
Exactly. We got to do something. We have to, you know. Unfortunately, we have to do something, Brother B. Teach the babies. Look, we got to teach the babies.
Oh, yeah.
Got to teach the babies.
All right. We got to switch gears because that was kind of rough. So, because, you know what, like I said, I have a daughter. And you know what? I don't want to give it the great amount of thought. I'm not saying that those girls and boys aren't missing or weren't missing, but like you said, it's just a coincidence how all of a sudden now they popping up. Why? Because they saw their face on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they say, "Oh no, I'm here. I'm still alive." Like they're
doing
a check-in
or
something. I don't.
Yeah, like
I don't
that.
Really
that's weird.
It.
Yeah. That's really weird to me, and like I said, that's not nothing. Like I said, that's not something to play with. You don't play with stuff like that.
Exactly, but you know,
like
people do it.
Yep, they do it.
So, all right. Let's switch it up.
Let's switch it.
Yeah, I got a question. All right. Now. How is it that women seem to just, well, why is there a double standard in terms of women and men when it comes to certain things? Like, I hear women say, oh, we're the better cheaters. But wait a minute, is that something to be proud of?
Yep,
and
it
then
is.
And I hear,
I don't know how to cheat.
Yeah, well, okay, but there's this double standard. Like, all right, you call men stupid. You call dudes stupid. Why? Because we're not in that conniving thought process. Not to say all women are like that, but we're not in that conniving thought process that some are. So we just because we don't want to think mischievous a lot of times, you want to brand us stupid. I mean, listen, we like to keep it simple. We keep it simple.
All right, I wouldn't say stupid. To me, I wouldn't use that word stupid. I would use more of the word of sloppy. Some men get sloppy. I think they get sloppy because it's like, okay, now I'm in a comfort zone now. Okay, I got my side chick, I got my wife, and it's comfortable because you know what? They don't know about each other. Or then again, let me rephrase that because I forgot what year we're living in. Then again, they may know about each other. But you know what? They're both cool with that. Because once again, this is the type, once again, I'm talking about the type of world that we live in now. Now, back in the day, that probably wouldn't have rocked. But it seems like in the world we live in now, the women know about each other and they kind of all right with that. They're all right with sharing him or fighting over him, I guess. They're all right with that.
I think that's been going on for a while. We just older and we just became a little more hip to the game.
But I think it's
been going on.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that men are stupid. I think it's more of they get sloppy and comfortable, and then it gets to a point where it's like, okay, I'm going to the bathroom, or you go to the bathroom now. You leaving your phone out, and guess what? Okay, side chick is calling, or she texting you, or she left you a message on Messenger, and these women, they look through the phone. And it don't even matter the age now, because I was watching Judge Madden, and there was some woman on there, and she looked like she was about in her 50s, and she was looking through a man's phone. And Judge Madden told him, he said, y'all too old to be doing that. He said, did you look through the phone? She said, yeah, I looked through his phone.
Well, I don't know, what's the purpose of that?
Well, if you get sloppy.
Doing, like, the whole looking through the phone.
If you get sloppy, because women have intuition. They know when they're being cheated on. Women know. I don't care if the man say, oh, she don't know. Yes, she do. She know. Women know there's something different that you're doing, something different that you did. Or so, they know.
Really?
And that's what men don't get. Yeah, that's what men don't get. Women know when you're doing something different.
Why? Because you're switching up your pattern? Why? Because you wore the Monday drawers. You wore the Monday drawers on Tuesday. Like, why? Because you sprayed on some cologne or some body spray or something like that.
If you don't do that on the regular, say I'm married, and if I know when we go out somewhere or we do something or we go into an event or something, you don't usually put on cologne. You don't usually make a big fuss he'll wear a tie, but that this particular day that he's going somewhere and maybe I'm home, oh, my tie doesn't look right. Well, you don't usually make a big fuss about stuff. It's just little things like that that women, we pick up on. Now, we may not say nothing at the time, but it's just like, he making too much of a fuss over his tie. He don't usually put that cologne on. Or maybe it's a cologne that's sitting in the back. Maybe it's a cologne that's sitting in the back that you ain't never wore. All of a sudden today you want to wear it. Or you wore it one time, and then that little chick at work says, oh, that cologne's in there. And then the next time, you going out with your boy, and now she going to be at the club or at the bar, and you go, let me spray on this cologne. She like it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's real talk, though. That's real talk.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's possible.
Y'all ain't low. Y'all ain't low. Mm. I'm trying to act like y'all low. But
no, I'm just saying. My whole thing is like, yo, y'all want to be the Inspector Gadgets. Y'all know everything. Y'all, you know, just that. I mean, come on. I mean, really?
It's not about knowing everything. It's just that intuition that we have. That we know that something is not you know, it's not right. We know that something is not usually what you do. And you men are just like, y'all are very obvious with it. Like, you don't try to just like, all right, let me try to be a little undercover. You just do it and just like, oh, well, I guess you'll find out sooner.
Oh, God.
I guess you'll find out sooner.
That's totally wrong.
Yeah. But then, okay, when the woman finds out, then it's, oh, I'm sorry. Then you want to be apologetic. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. And the woman may be like, listen, all you got to do is tell me what you was, you know, just let me know. You lying to me, you sneaking out, you doing this, you doing that. All you got to do is say something. If you're not happy, let me know. And that's what I don't
think
about
me. You know what, sometimes who wants to bust up the happiness? Sometimes listen, I'm not saying there's an excuse or a reason for it, but sometimes the individual may not want to see you hurt or may not even want the thought of you being hurt because of something that they don't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of them just don't want that.
So my
and that's
thing
why
is
I'm
why
like,
yo,
well, huh?
So why do it? If you don't want to see me hurt, then why do it?
You know what? All I can say is tell them that it's human nature. Why? Why? Really, really that way.
No,
you know,
it got to know.
I don't know more than that.
Don't tell me that bull. Don't start
listen.
That Michael Jackson.
Listen, not everybody gets it. Not everybody has it. Not everybody can be that one person to somebody for eternity or how many ever years. Like, some people just can't do it.
All right, well, if you couldn't do it, then what was the purpose? Once again, then what was the purpose of you marrying me or getting with me? What was that for?
So, see, that's the thing. Sometimes there's other factors and the reason why people do what they do. But
okay,
it may not be up for discussion. Some things you just can't explain.
What do you mean by
not everything
be
is to be
discussion?
Explained? See, that's the problem. You're always looking for a damn explanation.
Yeah, exactly, because that doesn't make any sense to me.
Here, oh, here's your sneakers, ma'am, that you picked out. Your sneaker store. Here's your sneakers, ma'am. Well, why are the laces so tight? Why is this like that?
Why?
And it's like, come on, man, really?
No, don't give me that bull because it ain't going to be. Yeah, it is a need for it because I do expect. Okay, so I'm just supposed to be a dummy jackass and just be like, all right, well, you know what?
No.
I'm
going to
just leave it
alone. You're a dummy jackass, but I'm just saying, in general, why ask why?
No, I don't know about that. I don't know where you get that logic from, but I'm asking
the whole thing is
there's
not so much logic.
Damn the mustard, Gina. Damn the mustard, Gina.
Listen. Once again, the double standard. And I just, for life of me, I just don't understand. Like, how could you actually, like, look at yourselves and think it's okay to, what, act like a woman but think like a man? Really? It shouldn't apply. Because, first of all, men can't get pregnant. So it's just certain things that you just should not be having to
And you know the sad thing about it, that thinking has also, you know, the younger generation have all the younger generation and young ladies also think that that's what they're supposed to do. They think they're supposed to think like how the men think, and when you try to let them know that doesn't work that way, they don't feel, oh, no, yes, it does. No, it doesn't. I don't know who's teaching you that, but that doesn't work that way.
Well, first of all, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't.
Yeah, I don't see how you can actually seem to really, like, you know, put yourself on that type of pedestal. Even though some people do, I just really don't.
Because nobody is telling them any better, and nobody's telling them. Because guess what? You have the parent that's probably thinking the same way. You have the parent that's probably thinking the same way. So, you know, it's probably, you know, that kind of thing. They probably thinking the same damn way. So they just, you know, take off on, my mom is doing that. Oh, she treating her man this way, or she doing this and that and the other thing. Where, you know, so they just think that's what it's supposed to be about. And it's like nobody's teaching them that, no, that's not how that goes. Because guess what? Their parent probably read that damn book. Their parent probably read the damn book. Because remember, that book came out, like, how many years ago? So at that time, the kids was probably, like, what, 11 or 12 years old, or 12 or 13. So they went and read that book. Then they started, you know, acting out on what the book said. Oh, he said to do this and that and the other thing. And guess what? Your young, impressionable daughter is looking at that.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
If I ever see my daughter with that book, I'm gonna take it and burn it right in front of her. I'm gonna burn it, and then I'm gonna step on it. And then
you're gonna burn it and step on it?
Yeah, I'm gonna burn it and step on it, and then light it on fire and burn it again. And then I'm gonna scoop it up,
God.
And then I'm gonna toss it in a fire pit with some wood and roast some Franks. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, God.
Like, you know, make a little fire. I don't want to do that at all.
Don't worry. She's not going. I don't think she'll ever get a hold of that book. I, you know.
Nah. She better not. Because snatch it quick. Snatch so fast, a little head spin. But, all right. So, let's pounce on to something else. We gotta keep the momentum. Even though right now, I feel like I'm just rolling on three tires, but I'm trying. I'm trying block talk. I'm trying.
Damn,
I'm trying
three
people.
Tires.
Yeah,
look,
three
not
tires
even two, but three.
And
tires.
One of them is three tires, and one of them is flat.
Oh God!
I got a banana in my
tailpipe.
I'm done. But all right. So as much as I don't want to harp on it, I gotta bring it up. I noticed a lot of these little white broadcasters, and I gotta say white because that's like what they are. But they're white, they're Caucasian. A lot of them, and from what I'm noticing on Facebook and some of these little interviews that are being done by other people, like, they're getting their faces trumped. Like Bill O'Reilly, DeHannity, you know, it's like they're getting their face trumped.
How are you going to tell her she got her James Brown? Like, is he crazy or something?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Who said that to who? Because there was the little dude, his press secretary, that told some lady stop shaking her head, some reporter stop shaking her head.
No, I think it was Bill O'Reilly, and he said that to, what's the lady named Maxine Waters. He said something about she just started personally attacking her because instead of as usual, going for the issues. Okay, now you want to personally talk to somebody. She had a James Brown wig on. So it's like, what is wrong with these people? Like, are you serious? Like, what is wrong with you? Yeah,
you know,
like...
They've been too privileged for too long. They've been saying what they want to say for too long, and now all of a sudden if somebody is saying, yo, shut the hell up. Somebody's just telling them, like, yo, shut the hell up. Like, what you say don't mean anything.
Right.
Because, once
yeah,
again,
they...
46% of the country did not vote.
No,
so,
not at all.
Whatever voice you have, who's really hearing it? Who's really, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, yo, all of these politics and all the stuff that's going on, from Trump to Russia to whatever, whatever, like I said, to me, it's just, it's all one big distraction. Listen, I hate to get philosophical, but then again, I don't have a problem with that. But it's like, yo, people really need to focus on what they have to do for them. Like, we're so caught up in our own daily grind. We're so caught up in the fact that, you know, this person is doing this, this person said that, da 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 da, this, that, and the third. Like, first of all, I don't really care. What you eat don't
right.
make me shit.
Me neither.
So I don't like certain things that I just don't want to be exposed to, that we shouldn't be exposed to. Like, if you want to know what's going on overseas, then go over there.
Right, exactly.
If you want to know what's going on back in your home country, then okay, listen to a radio or go over there.
Mm-mm-mm.
But when you don't have time, you know, to just figure out your own situation because you're too busy worrying about what's going on someplace else, I do. Like, what really? What's your purpose?
Yeah, but it's like, what is he doing? Like, to me, and I'm not saying anything that he's doing, not like that, but I'm just saying, like, it's like, what are you doing? Are you a president, or are you just there, just, like, are you a droid or something? I think he's a droid, and he's just there, playing as a president. I don't think he's a president. No, I'm really serious about that, because he doesn't seem like he's doing anything, but just sitting there signing papers like a dummy jackass, and just blurting out stuff and saying things, and you're contradicting yourself, like you constantly contradict yourself. So it's like, what the hell are you doing? You call yourself a president? Like, are you? How are you calling yourself a president? What are you doing? I don't understand what he's doing.
I don't think he even understands himself.
And he's really getting on my nerves.
He's getting on all our nerves.
He's getting on my nerves. I'm tired of looking at his face. I'm tired of seeing him, and he's not. And it's like, listen. At least the Bush Jr. I couldn't stand looking at him either. But at least he has something to say. This one has nothing to say. It's like, I don't want to look at your face, and you don't have nothing to say. So then you're just being freaking annoying. Yeah, it's like now you're just annoying everybody now. Well, that stupid crap, he always talking.
Yeah, well, like I said, I just find it real interesting that he's still talking. And the thing is, there's no dignity. There's no respect. There's no integrity.
No. No, not at
like,
all.
But I'm like, wait a minute. That's okay.
It is okay. It's okay with him because you know what? This is how he runs his businesses. The way he's running his country is the way he runs his business. That's why it's not fazing him. That's why he don't care. He's busy on Twitter worrying about somebody buying his damn daughter a little $2 freaking spandex instead of worrying about the damn Russian missiles or whatever the hell it is that's sitting out in the ocean. Like, you need to be worrying about that stuff. Or worry about how you going to get that, recruit people to get to them seven planets that y'all keep talking about. Because I'm all on board for that.
Oh, my God. Listen, you and the cat ain't going nowhere. That's right. Y'all staying right here. If I got to stay here, you staying here, too.
No,
with
man.
The, with the cat gravy.
I got
with
to
the
go.
Cat gravy.
Dude, with the cat gravy. Ah,
yeah,
man, I'm
yeah,
getting
yeah,
out of here.
Cat gravy. Nah, you gotta stay. Party just started.
I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm getting the hell out of here. Mm. It's like
nah,
he's talking about certain things instead of all that other stupidness he's talking about.
Well, he's talking about cuts. He wants to cut a lot of things.
Yeah, he cut the medical. He's doing. He like people are upset about that.
Well, I guess they should be.
They what?
You know, I mean, I guess they should be. Because what do you?
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Something happens. Something happens. What are they gonna do?
Well, your dad going on for a little. We ain't gonna be able to get nothing done. You messed up, Jack.
Yeah.
What's gonna happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I
don't know either. But
I don't know what's going on.
Yo,
I don't know.
We're gonna wrap this up for the night.
Yeah.
I know you had a long day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And next week we're gonna come back hard and heavy.
Exactly. Exactly. Definitely
drink.
Down
go
for
me.
That.
Yeah, you need to go get me a drink.
You
gotta
go get
me a
drink.
Yeah, just drink. Go to sleep. I'm not gonna.
Oh.
Blog Talk Radio Land. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I gotta go. Brother B gotta go to sleep. But first, I gotta have a drink first because just need to clear my head from the day. My skeletal system to kind of get back in order because my nerves are frayed. We humans.
Oh God.
So apologies, you know, if the show wasn't as moving as it usually sometimes is, but you know, today was just really one of those days, man. It's really one of those days. And before we depart,
mm-hmm.
I want to say, listen. To all my smart people out there, do better. Do better. Stay focused. Stay the course. Stay smart. Stay away from the stupid. You can't stop the stupid. So just stay away from them. To all you idiots that are in the left lane making right turns, you're stupid.
You're stupid.
To all those people who know that the train car is full, but yet you still have to squeeze your ass on top of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
And the bus,
too. It ain't that serious.
All right. I said, and the bus, too.
It ain't that serious. Listen, if you're squeezing your ass in something that don't even belong, you're stupid. To all these people out there, you're stupid. And we as smart people, we need to monitor the actions of these stupid people, and we need to organize maybe some type of community situation. We need to do something.
Yeah, because
there's too much going
on
out there. I shouldn't have to be getting off of work and wanting to come home and drink because stupid people got on my nerves. Shouldn't be wanting to do that.
Absolutely.
Because I don't care where you from. Like, everybody, like, I think the percentage of stupid people now has risen. And somebody may say, oh, well, that's insulting. Or he's calling people stupid. Listen, everybody has to have a role. There's
all
smart
right.
people. There's
exactly.
intelligent people. There's dumb and there's stupid. Listen, if there were no stupid people, how would you know you're smart?
That's right. Then there's ignorant. Not even ignorant. Cause you had ignorant and then ignorant.
Yeah,
so we everybody got a category there.
Yeah, exactly.
We got ignorant,
you know,
and then we got ignorant.
Exactly. You know, you want a label. Here's the labels: ignorant, stupid.
Right.
You know, and you know, the list goes.
Yeah, exactly. Ignorant, dummy jackasses.
But, you know,
yeah, we got them all.
Yeah, you got dummy jackasses. But like I said to my small people, man, you got to go out there. We got to do better. We got to civilize some of these savages. We got to let them know, listen. We got to let them know, listen, God loves you. You don't have to be the way you are. You can change.
You don't have to be. You don't have to be.
You don't have to be stupid. Yeah, you don't have to be stupid. You can change if you really want to. God loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Yeah, listen, I told you the deliriousness is in. Yo, we out, son.
Okay. You should be outside.
Everybody's blogged to the radio.
Have
out.
A good
so
night, everyone.
Yes, later.
Okay, later.
All right, Rhett.
All right, later.
Later.